Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
head.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guest in the building, Raekwon.
The God.
What up, what up?
Peace, Lord.
How y'all?
First of all, congratulations. This year is the 20-year anniversary of Only Built for Cuban Links, which is a huge deal.
So is we getting a concert, a Purple Tape concert?
Oh, you already know. You know, we got a whole 45-day
tour
layout getting ready to come up in July.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to pay homage and do that album.
And we've been hearing about the documentary.
Yeah. Documentary is official. It's coming out dope.
You have original footage from back when you were actually doing that album?
Yeah, we got some stuff, though. But the way we doing this one is, like, it's different. It's more like us building the y'all.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't like accolades and all of that. It's more like y'all talking to us.
Mm-hmm.
From the beginning.
Now, when you crafted that album 20 years ago, did you think it would not only stand the test of time that it has, but it was a hip-hop classic when you was doing it?
I felt like that. I was in my prime. You know, when you making your first album, you know, that's your number one right there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just giving y'all a reflection of what I was seeing coming up. And I felt good about it. After I made it, I didn't even want videos. I wanted a whole flick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they was like, they was thinking the brother was going too far dreaming, you know, but I was just feeling like that because it was different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I made it different. I wanted it to be different because I felt like, you know, everybody had their own style out there, and I just wanted to come with something new.
Did RZA do beats specifically for that album, or did he just have stuff like that in his stash already?
He definitely was doing a lot of things to it, you know, changing up beats. One thing about Rod, when he was making beats, it was like, you might have rhymed to this, and it came out to be something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some of the beats, like Glaciers of Ice, they was different.
Mm-hmm.
It was different.
Now let's talk about the new album, Fly International Luxurious Art. In particular, the song that you did with A$AP Rocky, I Got Money. You really brought him into your chamber. It's not like you tried to be, you know, do something that's not you. It really was like a updated flavor for Raekwon from back in the day, but it's modern. But it's not like, oh, this isn't no Raekwon track. It sounds like you really put A$AP Rocky on something that sounds like a Raekwon beat.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just get up in there and just do what I feel, and I felt like that beat catered to the young audience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just felt like he could rock it. You know, of course, we had a relationship already in the past on working on stuff, and I just felt like, you know, let me connect with the young,
mm-hmm.
you know, and somebody from my town. You know, I like what he doing. He a thoroughbred, good mm-hmm. person. You know, I'm like, yo, I think he could rock it.
Now you stayed
independent.
You stayed independent on this one.
Yeah.
Now you were probably one of the first artists that went independent and that was successful going independent when you dropped the album. So you're not going back to major. It's not going to happen, huh?
Not right now, man. You know, the control factor. I can't even let nobody be my boss right now. You gotta be cutting a big horrific check,
mm-hmm.
a scary one where I gotta make that decision.
But you did put a lot of.
He was one of the first artists. He wasn't
one
of the first
ones to be
artists.
Successful as a rapper to do it. Because he was, because you know, most of these rappers.
Have you ever heard of the South? Houston, maybe?
No, I mean. I guess you're right.
Maybe Tech 9.
New Orleans, Tech 9.
E40.
Yeah, E40. What are you talking about?
Oh, from this side, I should say. From the New York side.
Okay.
New York
from the crime side.
To really do it independent on his own and be very successful doing it.
But you had a lot of guest appearances on this album as well. So how does that work? Do they just say favor for favor, or, you know, I know you got the budget that you opened up. It's probably different when you got to spend your own money now.
I mean, you know, definitely relationships is important, though. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of dudes, they wouldn't even take my money.
Right.
You know, a lot of dudes, they call me, you know, I don't ask for money. It's mm-hmm. like, you know, if your label call me, then yeah, I want some money.
All right.
That's the pleasure, you know, of being independent.
I want some money if your label calling me. Mm-hmm. But if you call me and me and you, you know, we cool like that, I might ask for a dollar. You know, just, yo, give me a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel the need to, you said you had a beat that catered to the young folks. Do you feel the catered to the young crowd?
You have to. You know, when you doing business and you know that, you know, because we 90s dudes. So, you know, a lot of these dudes, they just heard of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they heard from their brothers or mothers or fathers or whatever. But, yeah, you have to transition yourself a little bit to really adapt to what's going on, you know, mm-hmm. in order to stay relevant, rather.
Is it hard? Do you have to dumb down a little bit or not?
I ain't dumbing down. I I'm just being me, man. I'm mm-hmm. just giving them what they know. You know, a lot of times dudes want to do something with us based on the fact of the reputation that we carry in the mm-hmm. business. So if you mm-hmm. ran across an artist that you know is very successful and you want to come up and you know he's still out there, you know, dudes want to work with you. They, you know, they feel like it's an honor to do that. You know?
Who are some other people that you like now that's young? I know you guys like Drake because obviously Drake paid homage to Wu-Tang as well. But who are some other...
Terrible record, though, by the way. He slowed his yours down way too much. Can't turn his yours into a love song.
Raekwon like love songs, though.
But just, you know,
you
not
like love
yours.
Songs, soul music, all of that.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm heavy on that.
Yeah,
I all thought Wu would have sounded dope on 0 to 100.
Yeah,
but
yo, I definitely said yeah. I definitely when I heard the beat, I was like, yo, it could be a little iller though, you know.
No,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
I felt like that.
Mm-hmm.
But who else do you like now? Like, what new artists were you like? Okay, I rock to that.
Like Chinks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think Chinks is a dope young G coming up,
mm-hmm.
doing his thing. Couple of cats, you know, a few cats from all over.
Mm-hmm.
Dave East.
Okay.
Hey, he's dope.
Yeah, I think he like one of the new top dudes coming out.
You still have those artists from Toronto, from Canada?
Do I still got some?
Yeah. Because I remember one time he was in Canada.
I had to let a couple go though. You know, they was lacking in certain departments, and I ain't in the force of nobody to, you know, to win if you don't.
But they were lazy.
You know how that be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just you know, you wanna you try to coach dudes and tell them they gotta work real hard because. You know, hit records don't just come overnight,
mm-hmm.
you know? And my thing is if you don't get it and you're not really ready to think like that or network when I'm setting you up with these plays for you to get on it and you showing me right there you don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
You think it was harder when you were coming up because it required a lot more legwork to blow up.
And a lot more talent.
Yeah, a lot more talent, a lot more legwork. Yeah. And it feels like it's a lot more oversaturated. And I also feel like sometimes people think, things come a lot quicker and easier because they just go online, put out stuff. They just think all they got to do is flood the internet, go on Twitter, mm-hmm. you know, go on Instagram and all of that. You think it was a lot harder?
I think it was harder for us.
Right, for you guys.
It's easier right now for everybody. It's just all about, you know, having content and just trying to be a network.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything mm-hmm. is about networking, you know. A lot of times the artists come in and they think, oh, I just got to rhyme and that's it. You mm-hmm. know, that ain't all you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to build relationships. You mm-hmm. got to, you know, show me that, you know, it's like, I guess I feel like that now because now I understand how the labels was looking at us mm-hmm. back then. Like, mm-hmm. you know, and we mm-hmm. just was doing whatever we wanted to do. But it's important, though, when you want to win.
I think from the whole Wu clan, I think you're probably the one that got it early, because you're probably the one that's recognizable, that goes out every night, that I see all the time, that mingles. Them other dudes don't really like to go out.
I see the God Ghost out too now.
And let's be clear, RZA definitely was getting his money pretty early too.
Ray is out in the young clubs. He's out in the old. Ray is out all the time.
Ray still like smashing them young chicks. That's why. That's what that is.
Ray is out. Ray will pop up on you.
Ray just moving, man. Ray appreciate this lifestyle, you know?
Mm. We saw them talking about you on Divorce Court, you know? Breaking up happy homes.
They wasn't talking about
me. They said Wu-Tang Clan said the whole clan.
The whole everybody.
Now, to be clear, I did say this. When I saw that Divorce Court and she said she stayed out all night with the Wu-Tang, nothing happened, I said, that's possible. I said, because they could have been talking
anything's possible.
Politics.
Anything's
possible. They could have been playing chess. You know, Raekwon could have been cooking up some steak.
Let me tell you something, man. Every time, you know, it's so crazy because, you know, we got all kind of fans and that, you know, it ain't always that, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, we'll sit up and just have great conversation just because they cool like that. You know, it been times where, you know, dudes came with their girls and, you know, we like, yo, bring it in. You want to hear, you know, and we just sometimes just chill with them, mm-hmm. you know, just to see the reaction on their face. You know, and let them know, like, yo, we real people, you know?
See, I
like
to see fans, possible.
Like, you know, just be like, oh, I'm in the chef room right now. Mm-hmm. Boom, what's going on? And, yeah, I'll give you, like, 10, 15 minutes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And,
But you, we have heard Ghostface say, you goddamn right, we fans.
That too, yeah. That too. But you ain't chill till 7 a.m.
But have you got calls like that before? Has a girl's man called y'all before, reached out to y'all before?
Oh, of course.
So it's happening before this.
Yo, I remember ill stories. I remember, yo, this kid was this little young white kid. You know, they had this girl on the bus, right?
Oh, boy.
And, you know, it was so funny because it was like she was in the back nervous. Like, he's here. Like, yo, he's here. So, you know, we like, all right, he's here. So what's the problem? Yo, why homeboy came on the bus looking for his girl? Mm. He ain't even get an invite. He just walked on. So, you know.
He willing to die for that
pussy. I respected him after that.
Yeah, he was like, okay, yo, respect, come get
him. You know what I mean? Usually dudes would be like, what? But automatically, you know, we just sat back and see how he was moving. And he came on the bus and, you know, they was arguing. We was like, yo, hold up. You know what I mean? And, yo, he was really... Yo, he was really, like, telling, like, the security dudes, like, yo, nah. So they, like, had to throw him off the bus. Mm-hmm. But, yo, he fought his way off the bus.
Did his girl leave after that?
Nah, you know, we let her leave after a while. Like, yo, nah, yeah, go get your man, though, you know what I mean? But it was funny, though, man. I respect a dude going after, you know.
I remember girls used to drive behind the tour bus, go from city to city, just following Wu-Tang, but... That's all part of that road life, you know.
At that time.
Does it bother you that?
She trying to get.
No, back then.
I got a whole happy house, man.
Yeah, you know, you trying to have news on the streets. Like,
Wu-Tang, y'all still tour a lot, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, dudes is always moving, man.
You just did Coachella, which was huge.
Yeah, Chef just did that. Me and Ghost, 85,000.
They said.
Why you think hip hop can't have the same thing that like rock and roll has with the Rolling Stones, can still go out there and tour?
I mean, we could. I mean, it's just all about, you know, making sure everything is organized. You know, that'd be dope to see that. You know, I always believe that it's possible. You know, it's just all about connecting with the artist. It's like when y'all do big shows, you know, y'all tally them up. It's like we need to see more of that. Why wait? Why only do it once a year?
Right, I think hip-hop is younger than rock and roll, too. So we'll get to that point where, you know, 20 years since Only Built for Cuban Links, and it's still something that you could go out and do and do 45 shows off of.
This was difficult, though, because some of the originators can't go out there and tour. So it's very difficult for them. Very difficult for them. I don't think we support ourselves. And I think in our genre, if we get older, it's like, oh, they whack.
Yo, I feel like if it ain't this era that does it, it ain't going to happen. If it ain't Wu-Tang that can do it, Nas that can do it.
Yep.
You know, Hov still does it, but it's like, if this era can't do it, I don't see it happening.
Yo, the music, it's all about the music, though. If the music is timeless to people, you know? I guess for us, you know, we could still tour for our first albums. Mm-hmm. You know, I made a lot of money just singing the joints that everybody want to hear. Mm-hmm. You know, and sometimes I be like, yo, I'm tired of doing them. And I want to do new stuff, but this is what they request. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't go to a Keith Sweat joint and don't think that you ain't gonna hear one, or you know, you
make
want
it last forever.
Twisted, you know, you want those records. Mm-hmm. So we just have to get the fans what they want, you know.
You said you feel, well, I read somewhere where you said you feel better now than you did 20 years ago.
Word, yeah, just, you know, just mentally, physically, you know, it's just all about knowing your craft. Mm-hmm. Now I get it, I understand my brand. You know, you couldn't feel a certain kind of way if you ain't have a brand. Me knowing how internationally this brand is, it's like I'm just trying to go out there and do what I'm supposed to do, you know? I don't just do this for me. I do this for, you know, the flagship of the crew, you know, because I know that it can help all of us. You know, as long as they just know somebody moving, it's like Wu-Tang is always going to be in the air.
Right.
What made you realize you had to be an entrepreneur? Like, was there a point when you were like, okay, this is ridiculous. I'm not getting... this that I'm supposed to get, this should be happening. I need to know what's going on with my business. Was there a point in time when you just realized it and said, okay, I need to get this in order?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just feeling like at some point you be getting jerked in the business, you wake up, you know, you like, yo, hold on, let me focus and really pay attention to what's going on. You know, that might have been for me back in like 98,
wow,
98, 99, my second album, you know, because once Loud, did whatever it did and diminished, it was like I went to another set over there by Universal, and you know, they was kind of scared of me because they didn't know what I was thinking, you know. So, but me trying to still be humble and, you know, let them dictate what they may think is right, it's like I failed, you know. So now it's like I can't even really, I gotta go with what I feel right now.
Was that the reason the mobility was so different from Only Built for Cuban Link?
I wanted it to be different.
Gotcha.
I want every album to be different. Mm-hmm. I don't never want it to be like, you know, you're going to keep getting the same style from me, you know? Mm-hmm. I guess that's how I always want every album to be, even from this one. This one is like, this one ain't built on a concept. This one is just lifestyle right here. Just you seeing me 20 years later still mm-hmm. giving y'all great music, you know, still keeping it where y'all would expect me to keep it, and, you know, still intertwining with the new.
Now, so it has nothing to do with the sneaker, the feeler?
Nah, this ain't got nothing to do with them. They ain't come with the right bag. I'm keeping it 100. I ain't got nothing against them. You know, I thought it would have been a dope move, but, you know, my thing is, if you want support, and you go out and ask for it, you got to let support show you how it works.
Right.
You know, you can't try to act like you want support, but then you know everything. It's like, then what you want support for?
Right.
You know, and we talked about some different stuff, you know, doing some lines and all. I guess they just ain't really get it yet. They ain't understand.
Now, what about that last Wu-Tang album that Angela Yee hosted an event. Yeah.
Well, I didn't host it.
You know what's so funny? I bought A Better Tomorrow when it came out, and I literally just started listening to it like 2 weeks ago. Mm. I don't know why. I was just like, "What? Why I ain't never listened to A Better Tomorrow?" And I was surprised. It was really dope. Like, really dope.
Mm-hmm.
And what surprised me about it, because I didn't hear people talking about it.
It was different, though. I mean, you know, it had a lot of positive messages mm-hmm. in it, you know, which that's what RZA wanted to do. But, you know, it was just something that he wanted to do.
How involved were you with that project?
A little bit, you know. We mm-hmm. were still going through our little thing, me and Wu-Tang management,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Is everything cool now?
I mean, you know.
That means not really.
Right? Don't
like,
see
like
eye
the
eye.
Number still ain't right, that you know what I mean? Right, but it's cool.
But what we talking? Conversation is open.
I mean, these are my brothers, man, at the end of the day. You know, I don't never look at them like the enemy, mm-hmm. you know, regardless of what we go through. I think it's just more like we don't understand each other fully yet.
You know? Business-wise, maybe you don't connect.
Yeah, business-wise, we don't.
You ever think that maybe y'all have grown apart, but y'all still try to keep it together just because it's the Wu?
It be like that. I mean, you can't walk. It's hard for me to walk away from something that made me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't cut from that cloth to just not acknowledge that. You know, one thing about us is like we'll go all the way there, but we won't physically take it there because, you know, if it becomes that, then it's like, it won't never come back.
No turning back, yeah.
You know, because we ain't those type of dudes. It's like it's always going to haunt us. Like, yo, we got it in, so
mm-hmm.
I would never respect you no more. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's brotherhood, man. It's like, you know, for somebody who got a big family, brothers and sisters, and, you know, sometimes you love your family from distance.
Mm-hmm.
You like, yo, stay over there. I'm going to stay over here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we don't wish each other, you know, I don't wish, you know, I ain't down for that. I don't, you know, because I know when you go get a bag, you go home to your, you know,
mm-hmm.
my nephews, you know, cats and the crew got names after, you know, they name their seeds after.
Everybody's family mm-hmm. is really tight with each other. So it's like, you can't just.
Yeah, you can't just walk away from that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, that's one thing about us. We ain't going to never let money, you know, I'm the type of dude like this. If you take something from me. And it's on some money, and I love you. It's like I look at that was a way for me to, you know, see who you are. So it's like if the money was the issue, I know who you are now. You
mm-hmm.
know,
mm-hmm.
some people just get addicted to, you know, feeling like that's how they gotta handle each other is by robbing your friends. You know what I mean? Like if that's what you gotta do, bro, then yo, I guess the money. You know, I ain't letting money overcome who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
As a person, you know.
But I ain't going to do business with you if the money
yeah,
is like.
Yeah, you know, shame on you the first time. You know where I go, shame on me the next.
Right. It's better like, yo, let's just stop doing business. We can remain friends.
I prefer that sometimes. Even doing business today, it's like, you know, I let a dude know. Like, if you feel like the business is going to mess up the friendship, then yo, just keep it moving.
What did you think?
I can't work with somebody, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't like you, and we getting money.
But it's hard because people want to hear the music. They want to see the clan together. Like they want to see it. So it's hard, you know, because I know you got people, fans coming to you every day. Like when y'all doing another album, when y'all going on the road again. You
and
know?
Not to mention the other guys in the group. I'm sure for some people they are dependent on the whole entire group coming together. Because you know, definitely certain members sold more records and have more recognition than others. So it kind of helps other people out in the group if you like, okay, let's go do this together. It hurts right. when certain members aren't going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, it's all about organizing. You know, you can't put somebody in a situation that we don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, you know, it's like you over there, Envy, you got something going on, but collectively, y'all used to rolling with each other, mm-hmm. but it ain't them days no more. So now when you over there doing what you doing, you know, yeah, something come to the table where they know that it can happen, but at the end of the day, you don't even know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you got to make sure that it fits your criteria where you at. You can't just be forced in it because y'all
right.
breakfast
going. Right. Up.
You
right.
know, I'm not gonna do that. It's like, at least give me the benefit of the doubt of knowing what you're doing, you know, and then come back to me. You know, we've been plenty of times where we all sacrifice, you know, just to make sure we all eat.
Right.
But, you know, that could only go but so far sometimes.
It's hard with a team, man, because yeah, it's like, you know, as long as you understand nobody's bigger than the team, that's the best way. But like you said, it's difficult because Charlamagne go one way, Ye go one way, I go one way, and, it's, you know, we all have families that we got to support.
We busy.
But yeah, we are busy.
What about this album that's not supposed to be released for another 75 years or something like that?
I can't even really, elaborate on that, bro.
Have you heard it?
Nah.
Oh, so you're not on
it? No, I'm on it. All right. On it. You know, these are records that was dusted off from me back in the day. But, you know, nah, I ain't really hear it like that.
Mm-hmm.
You and the original, y'all seem to clash musically. Was it always like this?
Nah, it wasn't, you know. But then again, it was, though. You know, it was, we always was collectively down with the production side, you know, because we could feel a great record when we hear it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's my thing. I would sit in the classroom and look at RZA like the teacher, but, you know, you still got to say something to the teacher sometimes if you ain't feeling it.
Right.
You know, and I think that he was just, you know, at the level where he felt like he was making everything that was new and improving. We was like, nah, homie, that ain't it, you know? And I just was the one, the outspoken one, because, you know, I believe that, you know, when any MC that's nice, he gonna always be nice, mm-hmm. you know? But if he get the proper production, he could be around, you know, more.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's my thing, you know, when everybody look at the Woo, they know we capable of. I just wanted to have them records that had the energy, you know, the fight music that everybody want. Not saying that it can't be rounded, I mean, mm-hmm. of course, but let's still give them something that we all feel good about, right. not just one dude.
Because I always think about that, because the RZA always said that he had full control, but none of the Wu-Tang projects sounded the same. Like, Dirty Album didn't sound like yours. Yours didn't sound like Meth. Meth didn't sound like Jizzes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, at that time, everybody was really hands-on and being hands-on with their project. You know, nowadays, with that particular project, it was just racing to get something out there when really that ain't how we normally do things.
Mm-hmm. It's probably different if you're in the studio together working on something locked in.
That's the best way.
Than it is when you're sending stuff through email and
when you a group like Wu-Tang Clan, you gotta take time and do it together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's different when you're doing your own thing, because then you could do it the way you want to. But because you know everybody want to make sure that, you know, we like the music. You know, if it's something that I made or whatever that's on the record, and, you know, I want to know how they all feel. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to just be up there because it's like me and RZA felt like that. Nah, I need to know how you feel about it. You might say, yo, that ain't it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yo, you know, I could take it.
Right.
So, you know how it go. You know, it's just all about everybody being there at one time and just getting it in.
Now, I'm waiting for this Wu-Tang biopic or something to happen, because you see they have the NWA one
coming
out.
Oh, man.
I know y'all have got to talk about that.
Oh, man.
Like this is something that is a must.
Yo, and you know, that's something that I'm looking forward to, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a mean story behind us, man. I guess it'll happen when it's time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I think about the NWA story, like, it almost took them, like, 25 years to really, really tell it the way they want to tell it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's important to have a great director,
mm-hmm.
you know, that really is willing to look in, because I tell anybody, B, like, when we came together, it was like putting something together that wasn't meant to happen,
mm-hmm.
but it was meant to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, imagine, you know, it's like I tell dudes, you know, when RZA started calling everybody like, you, come to the studio. You know, we wasn't even rappers like that.
Mm-hmm.
We just loved the art of it. You know,
right.
we grew up in it. So it was like I might have had a little bit of skill, but I had a lot of hip hop in me, you know. And he knew my potential. He knew certain dudes, you know, certain dudes that was just around dudes got put on. You know, Master Killer, you know, that's my brother. He was with GZA. You know, we loved him so much. It was like, yeah, come in. You know what I mean? His heart was where it's supposed to be. And it's like, I never seen a group made like this before.
And U God was locked up, right, when you guys first started?
Yeah, U God was locked up. He just came home. So,
that's why only had 8 balls? He only had like 8 balls on the first lap.
Nah, he always had heat, though. I mean, you know, it's just but that he was away. Right. You know, he came out, he was fresh. He had the afro, you know. you know, he just had only a little bit of time to make it happen, and that's what it was.
Do you feel like the artists like Wu-Tang and yourself set the bar too high for New York? That nobody's been able to reach it? Like, the next era just could not do what Wu-Tang did, what Nas did, what Jay did, what Boot Camp Click did. They just couldn't.
Some things just ain't going to be duplicated. You know, and I think that we one of them type of groups that already, you're not going to get one of those. Forget it, you know. It's the same way I look at it. You're not going to get a Run DMC. You know, you're not going to get a Nas like that. You know, you know, it's just all about your heritage, what you come from. You know, if you come from music the way we come from it, and you understand what it's about, you know, that's why I respect documentaries, because documentaries from great artists, it kind of like puts you in perspective to see what they're going through.
Right.
You know, like I was chilling yesterday. I was with Ice-T. I was at his crib. You know, he got this podcast thing he do. So, you know, he's the legend out there. He doing what he doing and surrounding his fan base next to him. And, you know, we was going back and forth in stories, and a lot of stories that he was saying was like, I was familiar with it. Like, damn, it seemed like he telling my life, you know.
Right.
And to me, it's just so important, though, you know, because you really see the greatness in the artist when you can see his story.
Right. And you talked about bringing Nas to Staten Island for the first time to record for the album and everything.
Yeah.
I'm sure y'all had a lot of people coming to Staten Island.
Nah, not really, though. Nah, not really.
Really?
Staten Island was hot.
But nobody wanted to get on the ferry, or what happened? Why nobody was to get to Staten Island?
Nah, dude, you don't want to be in Staten Island, you know. Staten Island is another type of place, you know. I mean, some cats came through, of course, though. You know, Smith and Wesson, you know, dudes that really relate to the streets, but we never really wanted to bring dudes around there. You know, you know, one time one of my homeboys got locked up, and they threw him in a cell with feces and all that.
Ooh.
In there. They was playing him, like, because they knew he wasn't from there.
Right.
So I don't recommend dudes to go out there like that.
Even now, still?
It's probably worse right now.
Damn.
Why
you think nobody else came out of Staten Island?
Huh?
Why you think nobody else came out of Staten Island? Like no other rappers?
There was a couple.
Yeah, you know, a couple of cats tried, though, but it's just all about the work ethic, man, you know?
Mac Wiles, ain't he from Staten Island?
Mac Wiles.
Yeah, Mac Wiles.
Yeah, he dope.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's just because they wasn't really putting it all the way down, you know? This is the one thing about this sport right here. You got to be out there. You know, I tell anybody and everybody from Staten Island that I love, y'all gotta go out. People gotta see y'all more, you know. You know, the music, you just gotta make what it takes to show everybody what it is. I tell anybody, if you come out of Staten Island, you do so much, and I feel like it's enough for me to support, I'm gonna support you. So it's like I give dudes that card, like, just show me what you can do. Show me, you know what I mean? If you can make it up to the radio station and bow, bow, bow. Yeah, 9 times out of 10, I'm backing you up. Just because you from Staten Island. Just because I want to see that happen, because we need it.
Right.
You know, and I know it's a lot of talent out there, you know, but it's about that work.
I just feel like you doing the right thing with the Purple Tape, man. You got the documentary coming out this year. You just dropped a new album. Like, I feel like the ball was dropped for the 36 Chambers into the Wu-Tang when it was that 20-year one. There was no doc about that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, like I said, dealing with a franchise team, everybody gotta be in sync. You gotta have the right coaches and the right people making sure we all on the same page, you know, because it's so many of us. You know, you can't talk to half of us and then expect the other half to understand, and we not around each other every day. It's not like that. You know, one thing we always told y'all from the beginning, and nobody in this room could front on that. We said, yo, when we come in, we gonna come in this way, and then everybody would eventually do their own thing. That's what's going on. You know, everybody made a lot of money. You know, what you did with your money is what you did. Where your career's at is where it's at. You know, I could say that for myself. I blew a lot of cash, you know, and right now I'm just still fortunate to be able to go out there and capitalize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ain't in nobody's way. You know, I ain't stopping you from doing your 1-2. Don't stop me from doing mine. You know, and when it's time to come back together and do tours, and we always could do that. We could all, Wu-Tang is going to always be able to go get millions of dollars every year. You know, it's just all about the scheduling and the business.
Right. Do the whole team still care about the W, or is it just the money thing?
Nah, I think, you know, the care is always the W, though. Mm-hmm. But, right. You know, the money is just something that, you know, don't play with nobody's money.
Be fair.
Mm-hmm. Be fair, you know, don't.
Straight up, be straight up.
There you go. Word.
All right. Well, Ray, we appreciate you joining us.
New album is out now. Fly International Luxurious Arts.
Shout out to all them super features on there, you know.
I know this is my first time
doing a record with this many features.
I know,
on
you got a lot of features on here. You got French Montana.
ASAP Rocky, of course, 2 Chainz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
Busta, Melanie Fiona, that's Charlamagne's boo.
Melanie fine as a mother. Lord,
Rick Ross.
Yeah, you know, everybody showed up for me.
You watch Empire?
Nah, I don't even be watching that, though. Oh. Word.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. It's Ray Kwan.
Salute.